奉主耶稣圣名，我们一起来学习圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上跟大家来谈，今日是报好信息的日子。
Today we will be talking about the topic, this day is a day of good news.
这是我们读经读过的一段信息。
And this is a message that we read in the daily Bible reading.
在列王记下第七章。
In 2 Kings chapter 7.
我们来看这一节经文。
And let's read this passage together.
列王记下第七章第九节。
2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9.
第七章九节说，那时他们彼此说，我们所做的不好，今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。
Verse 9, then they said to one another, we are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now therefore come, let us go and tell the king's household.
这是在撒玛利亚城外是个长大麻风的人他们所说的话。
So these words were spoken by lepers who were outside of the city of Samaria.
那时候撒玛利亚城被亚兰王围困。
And at that time, the city of Samaria was in conflict with the people of Syrian, the Syrian people.
那当时候撒玛利亚城正面临大饥荒。
And the city of Samaria was in famine.
他们饥荒的情景是在第六章第二十六节以后所记录的。
And the state of their famine was recorded in chapter 6.
那个时候以色列百姓呢，他们真的去尝到了神在律法书里面所说的咒诅。
And at that time, the Israelites really experienced the punishment that was recorded in the Bible.
也就是说，当他们离弃神的时候，他们不遵守神所吩咐的，最后他们会被敌人攻打，会产生像这样子的一个情况。
And that's to say that when they depart from God, they will receive punishment like this.
也就是说，他们会遇到这个百姓互相吃掉自己的儿女的这个惨剧。
And they would even come across a situation where they would eat their own sons and daughters.
那这个就是神在摩西的时代就已经从律法里面声明的。
And even in the time of Moses, it was written in law that these things will happen.
那现在以色列他们在迦南地建国，那他们也享受神的恩典，他们竟然离弃神。
And even though the Israelites were enjoying the blessings in the land of Canaan, but they left God.
最后呢，那他们就让这些咒诅应验在他们的身上。
And so these curses came upon them.
那可是神让百姓遇到这样的一个困境，其实是为了要他们回转。
And God allowed them to experience these sufferings, but it was to in the hope that they will return to God.
神兴起他的先知不断的去劝勉百姓。
And God rose up the prophets to encourage the Israelites.
那个时候以利沙先知他是充满能力的。
And at that time, the prophet Elisha was full of power.
因为他是神特别拣选的。
Because he was specially appointed by God.
那时候，这个以色列王不懂得去尊重先知所说的话。
But at that time, the king of Israel did not respect what the prophet had to say.
他曾经还想要去取先知的命。
And the king even wanted to kill the prophet.
所以第六章的第三十一节。
And so in chapter 6, verse 31,
王说，我今日若容撒法的儿子以利沙的头能在他项上，愿神重重的降罚给我。
Verse 31, then he said, God do so to me and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him today.
那所以你就发现说，当时候整个环境他 他们离弃神有多远了。
And so this shows how far away the Israelites were from God.
他们碰到灾难却不知道要反省。
And even though they encountered calamities, they didn't realize to return to God.
甚至更远离神。
And in actual fact, they went further away from God.
你看第三十三节说。
In verse 33.
正说话的时候，使者来到，王也到了，说：“这灾祸是从主那里来的，我何必再仰望主呢？”
Verse 33, and while he was still talking with them, there was a messenger coming down to him, and then the king said, Surely this calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?
他们这个当王掌权的人他其实也很清楚知道说这个灾祸是神降给他们的。
And the king knew that the calamities that came upon them were from God.
但是他竟然没有办法了解为什么神要让灾祸临到。
But he didn't understand why it is that the calamity came upon them.
其实神对百姓所存的意念都是这样平安的。
But actually, the heart of God towards the Israelites was peace.
我们看一下耶利米书二十九章。
And let's turn to Jeremiah chapter
耶利米书二十九章
29.
二十九章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是在每一个时代里当百姓遇到困苦的时候，其实都要记住神他的原本的心意是这样子的。
In every generation, when the people of God encounter calamity, this is something that they should always remember.
因为神他不会改变。
Because God will not change.
他的原则从来没有变过。
His principles have never changed.
神他是爱。
God is love.
他总是把最好的给他的儿女。
He gives the best to his children.
但是当儿女他们不顺服悖逆的时候，神也会管教。
But when the children do not obey God, then God will punish and teach.
那在这个管教的背后，其实都是爱。
And behind this teaching and the punishment is the love of God.
所以第十一节说。
So verse 11.
神说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
Verse 11, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
十二节说，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
12, Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
十三节，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见了。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
所以这些灾祸，其实神是要让百姓能够回转，让他们再一次的去体验神说的话不管是祝福或做主都是会实现的。
And so these calamities that came upon the people, it was in the God hoped that they would return to Him.
那神更主要、最主要的目的是要让百姓了解其实人可以从神那里得福的。
And the main aim was that God wanted them to understand that they could receive blessings from God.
神目标是要让百姓得福，让他的名得荣耀。
The aim of God was that he wanted the people to gain blessings and for his name to be glorified.
所以灾祸只是一个手段。
So a calamity is just a method.
重点是要能够愿意仰望神再一次的顺服神所说的话。
The aim, the objective is so that the people will return to God.
那在这样的一个大环境底下我们看回来《列王记下》第七章，以利沙先知他已经知道神他的心意了。
And so in 2 Kings chapter 7, Elisha understood the heart of God.
在这个最困难的时刻其实神已经预备了拯救。
In this most difficult time, God had already prepared a way out, a saving.
神要用人所想不到的方法来为百姓解围。
And God provided a way that man could not imagine of.
所以第七章一开始，以利沙说：“你们要听主的话主如此说：明日约到这个时候，在撒玛利亚城门口，一细亚的细面要卖银一色克勒，二细亚大麦也要卖银一色克勒。”
Chapter 7, verse 1, then Elisha said, Hear the word of the Lord, thus says the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.
这个一seah的重量差不多三公斤左右。
A seah is equivalent to about 3 kgs, kilograms.
那一色克的银子差不多11公克。一色克的。
One shekel is about
11,
about 11 grams.
对，那表示说，连到明天这个时候啊，所有东西都变很便宜了。
So it's to say that by tomorrow, the goods will be cheaper.
这是很巨大的转变。今天还被围困到什么都没东西吃，明天却会变成非常的丰富，然后。东西变得很便宜。
This is a big change from that day when everything, there was a famine, but then the next day everything would be cheap.
所以如果从人的角度去看，这根本不可能。
So from the perspective of man, this is not possible.
因为他们正在被围困的时候。
Because they were in siege.
他们已经看不到任何希望的。
And they saw no hope.
那可是第二先知就这样讲。
But the prophet said this.
他是说你要听神的话，神是这样说过的。
You must listen to the word of God because God said this.
他很强调明天这个时候。
And he emphasized that this time tomorrow.
可是第二节，这个参胡王的军长对神人说，即便神使天开了窗户，也不能够有这种事。
In verse 2, the officer said, Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?
那就是说他认为这是不可能的，即使神有什么作为，也不可能明天就发生。
And so he was saying that, even if God's powerful is not something that can happen.
因为这个有这个日子的问题，明天。
Because there's a problem of time is tomorrow.
那这个时候，以利沙说：“你必亲眼看见，却不得吃。”
And Elisha said.In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it.
因为这个军长他不相信神的作为，他看不到。
Because this officer, he did not believe in God, and he couldn't see it.
因为从人的逻辑看，真的不可能。
He didn't believe in God's power because in man's eyes, it's not possible.
你看，你要把这些现在城里面基本上是没东西的，你就算要从外界把东西运进来，可以自由运输，也不可能明天就发生。
Because they had nothing, and he couldn't picture that tomorrow this would happen.
那所以这位军长他用人的思维他就没有办法相信神的作为。
So this officer used a perspective of man, and he couldn't believe this, and he didn't believe in God's works.
那第三节以后，我们就看到圣经特别记录在城外的这四个长大麻风的人。
In verse 3 onwards, it talks about the four leprous men.
那他们其实已经没有希望的人。
And they were people of no hope.
他们知道说进城去是饿死，在这边一直等也是饿死。
They knew that if they went into the city, then they would die from the famine, and if they just waited there, they would also die of hunger.
那现在还有一条路，就是不然就去投靠亚兰人看看吧。
And so the only way was for them to go to where the Syrians were and have a look.
所以他们最后决定冒险试一下。
So in the end, they decided to take on this risk and have a try.
因为没有人知道下一分钟发生什么事情。
Because no one knew the next minute what will happen.
那么他们抱了一线希望。
And so they had this one hope.
所以第五节黄昏的时候，他们就往亚兰人的营去了。
So in verse 5, at twilight, they went to the camp of the Syrians.
那因为他们是在城门附近。
Because they were at the gate of the city.
那亚兰人是在外围把整个那个撒玛利亚城围住。
And the Syrians at that time had surrounded the Samaria.
那他们很意外的发现，这个亚兰的营盘那边都没有人了。
But when they went there, they saw that there was no one there.
那第六节就特别说。
Verse 6 it says.
那因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，是大军的声音，他们就彼此说，这必是以色列王会买赫人的诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们的。
Verse 6, For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, Look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us.
这是神所派来的这个似乎是火车火马大军的声音让亚兰人他们听见的。
And God had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses.
那他们很自然地认为说，这个就是以色列王从外界去请来的救兵。
And so very naturally, they thought the noise was of a great army.
那他们也还没有打仗，他们就害怕了。
And even though they had not gone into war and battle, they already were fearful.
他们只是听到这个声音而已，大军的声音。
They just heard the noise.
那结果呢？他们就逃跑了。
And so they fled.
这是第七节特别说在黄昏的时候。
And in verse 7, it specifically says it was at twilight.
第五节，在黄昏的时候，这四个长大麻风的，他们来到进了亚兰人的营那里去。
Verse 5, and the leprous men at twilight went to the camp of the Syrians.
那也在黄昏的时候，这些人走了。
And that,
这些亚兰人跑掉了。
So at twilight, the Syrians had left.
那但是这件事情是发生在四个长大麻风来到亚兰人的营盘那边的之前发生的。
So this happened before the Syrians, leprous men had arrived at the camp of the Syrians.
那这个说明今天神的许多作为是可以在一瞬间的时候就出现。
So that's to say that even today, God's miraculous work can happen in a moment.
我们有时候很容易用我们人的想法去去为神设定什么时间做什么事。
Sometimes we will use our own thinking and think that God will perform this act at a certain time.
对我们人来说，因为我们在时空底下，我们很自然的受到这样的规范。时间的概念。
Because we are as men limited in time.
但是神他是超越时间的。
But God is beyond time.
这是神让这个大军的声音出现在亚兰人的耳中。
And God allowed this big noise to be heard by the Syrians.
神也让这恐惧的心从亚兰人心里面生出来。
And he allowed the Syrians to have a fearful heart.
那其实神对他的百姓的眷顾无刻不在，随时都在的。
And so God
神时刻都保护着他的百姓。
God was always protecting the Israelites.
只是我们没有看见，没有听见而已。
It's just that they didn't see or hear it.
这个大军的声音，这个大军在第六章曾经出现过。
And this Syrian army had appeared before.
这个神的大军，神的。
The army of God.
对，在第六章。
In chapter 6.
你看，这不是这个亚兰军他们派了大军要去围困多滩，要去抓以利沙先知吗？
The Syrians had sent an army to capture Elisha.
那你看以利沙的仆人看到他很害怕。
And the servants of Elisha, when they saw this, they were fearful.
可是以利沙先知是祷告。
But Elisha prayed.
第六章十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
六章十七节，以利沙祷告说：“主啊，求你开这少年的眼目，使他能看见。”主开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
And verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
你看这个时候是神其实早就派火车和满山遍谷的火车和马把以利沙先知保护着。
God sent horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
只是这个仆人他没看见而已。
It's just the servant didn't see it.
可是先知他早就看见了。
But prophet had already seen it.
所以他看到亚兰军围困的这个城，他一点也不害怕。
So when he saw the Syrians surrounding Samaria, he wasn't fearful.
他内心非常的平安。
He was full of peace.
那这个时候他祷告，先知祷告，求神让他的仆人也看见他所看见的景象。
And at that time, he prayed to God that the servant would see this.
那结果，你看仆人 眼睛一打开，神给他打开眼睛，那他看到了。
And after he prayed, the servant's eyes was open and he saw this.
所以你看他看到了这个神派这些大军哦来保护他们。
And so God sent this horses and chariots of fire to protect them.
那最后神为他们解围。
And so God resolved the situation.
啊，这个亚兰大军后来被带到撒玛利亚城去。
And so the Syrian army left.
那当然，以利沙跟他的仆人就平安了。
And then Elisha and his servant was at peace.
现在再一次的神要拯救以色列百姓。
And so now another time God would save the Israelites.
所以第七章我们看到神让亚兰人听见这个大军的声音，神的军队。
So in chapter 7, God allowed the Syrian army to hear the noise of chariots and noise of horses.
他们就走了，他们逃走了。
And so they fled.
最后第七章的第八节，这是个长大麻风的，他们到了营边，进了帐篷，他们好像这个亚兰人已经准备好这些食物，让他们可以又吃又喝。
And so in verse 8, the lepers, when they came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank.
那所以表示这个在慌乱之间，亚兰人突然逃走。
And so this means that the at twilight, the Syrian army had already fled.
这整个事件都是出于神的手段。
And this whole event was under the hand of God.
因为以人的思维去想，他们就算要逃走的时候，也不会像这样的情形。
Because from the perspective of man, even if the Syrian army were to flee, this situation would not happen.
他们是把所有的东西都留着了，
they left
就人跑掉而已。
They left everything, only the people fled.
所以这个是长大麻风，看到他们真的是一定是非常震惊，怎么会这样子？
And so when the lepers saw all these things, they would have been very surprised to see it.
但是那个马驴哈，这些都留着了，就是人跑掉，但是这些工具啊，马跟驴是他们的工具，他们战争用的，竟然都留下来了。
So the people fled, but the horses and the donkeys they left.
我们真的不没办法想象当时候是一个怎么样的情景，他们为什么会这样做？
It's hard to imagine why this situation occurred and why they fled like that.
那如果要逃走的话，骑马应该比较快啊。
And so if they were to flee, surely they would take their horses, so it'd be quicker.
但是他们现在是人跑而已，把马跟驴这些东西都留着了。
But they actually fled and left the horses and donkeys.
这个就让我们看到这是出于神的手段。
And so we know and we can see that this is under the hand of God.
好了，现在这个是个长大麻风的，到亚兰的军队里面去吃喝快乐。
And so the lepers, they ate and drank in the tent.
那他们，你看，又去拿了好多的金银衣服去收藏起来。
And they carried silver and gold and clothing and hid them.
那你看他们这样子去找收刮，然后去拿去藏，再回来，那个已经花时间了。
And so, just to gather and carry the silver and gold and clothing, and then to go hide them, it takes time.
他们其实四个人也不可能把所有的亚兰人所留下的东西都把它据为己有。
And with only four people, they couldn't gather everything that the Syrians had left.
以前人可能比较单纯，现在人可能不一样。
In those days, the people were more simple, but maybe today, it would be different.
如果我们在座弟兄姐妹，你是这四个长大麻风里面的人，你会面对这种情况，你会怎么做？
Brothers and sisters, if you are one of the four lepers in this situation, what would you do?
你可能说，那我来上网来卖东西了。
And perhaps you would say, I would go online and sell these goods.
你可以把它用 Craigslist 卖好多东西。
You could put them on Craigslist and sell lots of things.
你可以真的做很多生意，你可以把这些东西都据为己有啊。
You could do a lot of business from this.
现代的人哦，很贪心啊。
Nowadays people are very greedy.
最好所有东西都是他自己的。
Everything they have is their own.
但是那个时代，这是个长大麻风的，他们能拿的，他们都拿了。
But these four lepers at that time, what they could gather, they gathered.
是真的是太多了。
But actually, there was too much.
他们不会想要全部都是他们自己的。
They didn't gather everything.
他得了好处。 可是他们想到，哎，那我的同胞在撒玛利亚城。
They gained benefit from these goods, but then they thought of their people in Samaria.
所以第九节他们才说。
So in verse 9 it says.
他们彼此说他们是四个人在大家互相在对话的。
So this is a conversation between the four people.
我们所做的不好。
We are not doing right.
他们不好是因为他们觉得说，哎呦，现在这么好的机会，我们既然自己先独享，没有去先去通知别人。
They said this because they think that they're gaining this benefit themselves and not telling anyone else.
今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。
This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent.
因为他们四个人看到这样的情形，他们真的一定是吓呆了，怎么会这样子
？And so the four of them encountered the situation, and they must have been surprised that they were in this situation.
但是对他们来说。他们知道这是一个好消息。
But to them, it was a good news.
至于这件事情是不是神去做的，圣经没有说他们到底怎么想。
The Bible does not record whether they thought that this was by the hand of God.
但是对他们来说，他们真的得到了好东西了。
But to them, they knew that they had gained benefit from this.
他们本来应该要死的，他们已经打算要死的，结果他们竟然没死，而可以还活，而且还吃喝快乐，又有很多他们本来所没有的财物。
They were meant to die, but they gained so much benefit from this and had so many goods from this event.
那他们在这个过程当中，他们说、啊、我们没有作声，竟然没有去通知别人。
And in that situation, they thought that they were not doing right because they didn't tell anyone else.
他们说我们做的不好。
They said we are not doing right.
也就是说，他们其实应该要先作声的，先去传扬这个好消息。
And so they realized that they should have told other people this good news.
所以他说我。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。
So they said, if we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us.
他们不能够等候，因为他在想，圣经特别描述，他们去的时候是黄昏的时候。
So the Bible specifically records that when they went, it was twilight.
那他们吃喝又去找东西去藏，来来去去，这个时候肯定天黑了，天黑了。
And so, in the period when they were eating and drinking and gathering all the goods, the silver and the gold, it would have taken time. So by that time, it would have been dark.
那天黑了，你要做什么事？很自然的想到天亮再说吧。
So when it was dark, naturally you'll think, oh, let's just deal with it in the morning.
我们今天很多人做的事情都是等明天再说。
So today, when we're doing something, we may think, oh,
等我有空再说。
Just deal with it in the morning, or when I have time.
我方便再说嘛。
Or when it's convenient for me.
晚上要睡觉了。
Because at night time we sleep.
等到明天再说，不会怎样。
And if we wait till the morning, then surely nothing will happen.
今天晚上跟明天早上去讲有差别吗？我们如果这样想的话，有差吗？
Is there much difference between completing the work in the evening rather than in the morning the next day?
从去宣告信息来说，你今天晚上马上讲跟明天早上讲是一样，因为把信息还是传出去了。
So if they were to give the good news in that evening or the next morning, in the end they're still giving the good news.
可是他们说不行。
But they said no.
不能够等到明天。
They can't wait until morning.
一定是要现在马上讲。
They must tell them now.
就算已经深夜了，还是要去讲。
Even though if it's dark, they have to go tell.
他们说：“来吧，我们往王家报信去。”
And then they said, "Let us go and tell the king's household."
所以是在晚上的时候，半夜的时候，他们跑去找那个守城门的，报告这个消息的。
So in that evening, they went to go tell the king's household.
好，那显然这个守城门的得到这个消息的时候，已经晚上了。
And so, the gatekeepers of the city, when they received this news, it was already evening.
王也知道了。
And the king knew.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
圣经说，王夜间起来对臣仆说。
So the king arose in the night and said to his servants.
他们是当天晚上马上开会的。
So, he was told at night time.
王没有说等明天再来说，现在大家睡觉，明天再来开会啊。
The king didn't say wait till the next day and we'll deal with it then.
他晚上马上把他的臣仆叫来了。
In the evening, he got everyone together.
告诉你们，我们应该怎么做。
And he told the people what they should do.
他就这样子开始去看看到底发生什么事，派人去探究一下所发生的事情。
And so then he decided to send some people to go see what actually happened.
然后看看这个四个长大麻风所讲的到底是不是真实的。
To see if what the four lepers were saying was true.
好， 结果我们看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
他们就追行到约旦河，看见满道上都是亚兰人，疾跑时丢弃的衣服器具，使者就回来报告王了。
Verse 15, and they went after them to the Jordan, and indeed all the road was full of garments and weapons, which the Syrians had thrown away in their haste.
他们从撒玛利亚城，现在要一路追到约旦河河边去哦。
So they went from Samaria, and then they went through after them to the Jordan.
那我们如果注意看这当中的距离
，and if we look at this distance,
那个这个使者他们现在派马兵去。追踪看一看
，and so these messengers were sent, and they took two chariots with.
他们沿路看到这些亚兰人丢下的这些东西衣服。
And along the way, they saw the road was full of garments and weapons that the Syrians had thrown away.
他们很直接的说，这是亚兰人在疾跑的时候丢掉的。
And the messengers knew that those garments and the weapons were thrown away in their haste.
真的是神的大军哦，在后面追赶他们的。
This is the army of God was chasing them.
神的军队不是只是一开始在他们营盘里面吓他们而已啊。
The army of God was not just scaring them for that one moment.
如果吓他们，他们就走了。
If they were to just scare them for one moment, they would have fled.
事实上是神的大军沿路这样子追着他们跑。
It's actually the army of God was pursuing them along that road.
他们吓都吓死了。
And so they were very fearful.
为了要跑快一点，所以把身上所有东西会。妨碍他们逃走的，通通丢掉了。
Just so that they could go faster, they threw away their garments and weapons.
那在这个从撒玛利亚城一直到约旦河边，我们可以去算算，他们要花多久才会到那里
？And so if we think about the distance between Samaria and Jordan, how long would it take？
这些探子一看，哇，真的没办法想象怎么会这样子。
And so, when the messengers saw this, it was hard for them to imagine how this could happen.
神当初所做的神。所做的对这些探子来说，他们不知道是怎么发生的。
And so, from the perspective of these messengers, it was hard for them to imagine how this could happen.
以利沙先知知道的。
But Elisha knew.
现在这些人，他现在到约旦河边以后，他回来报告给以色列王了。
And so, these people went back to the king to report of what happened.
那之后，我们就看第十六节。
And we'll look at verse 16.
众人就出去，就开始去掳掠亚兰人的营盘。
And then the people went out and plundered the tents of the Syrians.
那这个时候，一定，你看，在这个过程当中，我们不知道几小时，但是很显然，天亮了。
And so, during this period, we don't know how many hours went by, but we know that it was light.
所以当众人涌出城去掳掠亚兰人的营盘的时候
，So when the people went out to plunder the tents of the Syrians，
这个时候就是昨天以利沙先知所讲的那个时间了。
That moment was the situation that Elisha had described about the day before。
为什么他们这些是四个探子，那个长大麻风的，他们要连夜，我们现在马上就要去跟王家报信呢
？Why is it the four lepers？Knew that they needed to go tell the king straight away.
他们其实也不知道以利沙先知他当时所说的话。
They didn't know what Elisha had already said.
但是神就是要让以利沙所说的话应验。
But God wanted what Elisha had said to come about.
这个时候，这四个长大麻风的，他们内心其实受到神的这个灵的那个催逼的。
And so The four lepers had actually been reminded by the Spirit of God.
如果他们只是他们自己的想法
，If it was only their own thoughts，
我们一般人来说，等明天再说了。
Then, from man's perspective, normally we would think, let's just deal with it in the morning.
如果等明天再说，天亮再说。
If they had waited till the next morning，
以利沙先知所讲的话就不会应验。
Then the words that Elisha had spoken would not have happened.
应验也不会那么准，就在那个时候。
And even if it had happened, it wouldn't have been so precise.
但是神就是要让这件事情发生。
Exactly that moment, but God wanted this to happen.
先知所讲的话一句都不可以多空。
So that what the prophet had said, it would happen exactly.
这四个长大麻风的成为神的工具。
And so these four lepers have become the vessels and the tools of God.
完成了神很重要的工作。
And they had completed a very important work of God.
他们当夜去报告。
And so at that night, they reported to the king.
现在所有的百姓出城去抢东西了。
So now, the people all went out to plunder the tents of the Syrians.
我们如果继续看第十七节。
If we continue to look at verse 17.
这个时候，王派搀扶他的那军长在城门口弹压，众人在那里将他践踏，他就死了。
Now the king had appointed the officer on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate, but the people trampled him in the gate, and he died.
正如神人在王下来见他的时候所说的。
Just as the man of God had said who spoke when the king came down to him.
因为他不相信先知所讲的话。
Because he didn't believe the words of the prophet.
第十九节再讲一次，那军长对神人说，即便神使天开了窗户，也不能有这事。神人说，你必亲眼看见却不得吃，这话果然应验在他身上。
Verse 19, then that officer had answered the man of God and said, Now look, if the Lord would make windows on heaven, could such a thing be? And he had said, In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it.
众人真的在城门口就把他踩死了。
So it truly happened, the people trampled him in the gate.
你就想说当时是一个什么混乱的 情景。
You can just imagine what kind of chaotic situation it would have been.
撒玛利亚城的人都全部都涌出来了。
The whole population of Samaria ran out.
这个时候这个军长也没有想到他会死在那里啊。
And this officer had not imagined or even thought that he would die there.
当以利沙先生说你看得到，你必亲眼看到，但吃不到的时候，
Elisha said, You shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it.
他可能想说有这么严重吗？
And then the officer probably thought, Would it be that severe?
我吃不到。
I cannot eat of it.
那就以后再吃咯。
So then I'll eat it later.
他怎么想也不会想到他明天这个时候他就死了。
He wouldn't have thought tomorrow at that time he would die.
他不相信先知的话。
He didn't believe the words of the prophet.
他不相信神有能力拯救他的百姓。
He didn't believe that God has his power to save his people.
神就不让他活下去了。
And so God didn't allow him to continue to live on.
他自己的话让他自己死亡了。
And so because of his own words, he died.
因为他说神，就算神把天窗打开，也不可能这种事。
Because he said that even if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could such a thing be?
今天我们所说的话很重要。
So today, the words that
we say. 我们如果有信心，我们所讲出的话就是相信神所做的、所说的会成就。
If we with our words believe in what God said, then it will come about. It will happen.
这个军长死了。
And so this officer died.
那这四个长大麻风的，他们把这个好消息把它传递了。
The four lepers reported this good news.
我们如果把它仔细想一想。
And so if we think about this in detail.
本来应该死的，他们却活了。
Originally they were meant to die, but then they continue to live.
这些四个长大麻风的是被弃绝的。
And so these four lepers had been segregated.
他们已经是没有希望的。
They already had no hope.
他们想说，我反正要死了。
So they thought, we are going to die.
但是神竟然用他们去传达这么重要的好消息。
But actually, in the end, God used them to spread this good news.
而且神又激动他们的心，在当夜马上就要去讲。
And God even moved their hearts so that, they would report this good news that evening.
这四个人没有留下名字。
And so, we don't know the names of the four lepers.
但是我们知道这四个人非常重要。
But we know that these four lepers are very important.
这四人所做的真的是美好的工作。
What they did was very good work.
因为他们被神所用。
And so they were used by God for His work.
我们不知道后来他们这四个长大麻风发生什么事了。
And after this event, we don't know what happened to the lepers.
他们现在有吃有喝又有东西了。
But here, they got to eat, they got to drink, and they also had goods.
如果是有大麻风的，他们还是不能够进城去的。
If they still had leprosy, then they would not be able to enter into the city.
但是这个已经不是圣经的重点。
But this is not the main point in the Bible.
重要的是这四个人，他们把这个好消息把它传出去。
The main point is that they reported this good news.
我们下个礼拜开始要举开年布道会。
And next week we will have the ESSC, the Spiritual Convocation.
这是我们去传递好信息的时间。
This is a time when we should spread the good news.
我们的内心是否曾经被神激动过？
In our heart, have we been moved by God before?
我们会觉得说，等下次再说了。
We may think, let's talk about it another time.
我方便的时候再来传福音呢。
And when it's convenient for me, then I will spread the gospel.
还是我们 有那个感动说我现在就要去讲。
Or are you moved that you want to spread the gospel now and say it now?
我们若闭口不言，不作声，等到天亮，罪就临到我们了。
If we do not do it right away and we just wait till the morning light, then punishment will come upon us.
来吧，我们向王家报信息。
Let's get together and spread this good news.
我们希望我们的弟兄姐妹，我们都能够看到啊，这里面所传递的信息。
And so together, as brothers and sisters, let's spread this good news.
时间实际上是很关键的。
Time is of the essence.
有人可能只有今天，没有明天了。
Some people probably only have today, not tomorrow.
今天如果我们这个信息没有传出去，
if today we have not spread this good news,
那罪就在我们身上。
Then the punishment.
因为我们现在已经得到主他说的好处。
Because today we have already received the goodness from God.
我们本来都是该死的人。
Even although we were meant to die.
我们本来其实都是不配像这个长大麻风的。
We're not worthy. Like the lepers.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we are sinners.
这在圣经里面旧约时代的大麻风，它所预表的信息就是罪。得到大麻风的人基本上就是死刑一样，没有希望的。
So those who have lepers, it represents the sinful, and they had no hope.
今天在罪里面的人，他一定灭亡，他没有希望。
And those who are in sin, they do not have hope.
可是主耶稣他拯救我们了。
But Jesus has saved us.
我们现在成为耶稣的儿女。
And now we are the children of God.
我们有吃有喝。
We eat and we drink.
我们有平安。
We have peace.
我们有意想不到的平安。
We have peace beyond what we can imagine.
就像这四个长大麻风，他们真的没有想到，他们去的亚兰的营盘里面竟然平安了。
And the four, just like the four lepers, they wouldn't have thought that if they went to the camp of the Syrians that they would find peace there.
因为他们当时一定非常感谢神。
At that time, they would have been very thankful to God.
竟然是这样子。
And that the situation
在他们眼前还摆上了这些好吃的东西啊。
That in front of their eyes there was good food to eat.
所有的美物让他们可以拿。应有尽有。
And all these goods before them, they could take it.
这个不就是像主耶稣所提供给我们的吗？
Are these blessings not from God?
今天主他提供给我们我们日用的饮食。
And so today God has provided us with food.
他给我们我们意想不到的好处。
Our daily needs and he has given us everything we need.
更重要的是我们在天上有永远的这个生命。
And most importantly, we have eternal life in heaven.
现在这个好消息我们要去讲。
And so this good news, we must spread it.
要让主所说的他的所预言的实现在我们当中。
So that what God had prophesied, let it be among us.
我们看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书六章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可以徒受他的恩典。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他说，在遇那的时候，我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看啊，现在正是遇那的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. 2. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
让我们都不会徒受突然领受神的恩典。我们不可以突然领受神的恩典。第一节。
We together, we cannot receive the grace of God in vain.
神赐给我们恩典他拯救我们都是有意义的有使命的。
God has given us grace, and there is a purpose in this and a mission.
圣经第二节说，现在正是拯救的日子。
In verse 2, it says that now is the day of salvation.
那这个拯救日子神拯救的这工作在我们每一个人的身上。
And this work of salvation is a work that we must all do.
我们需要像这个叫这四个长大麻风一样去讲。
And so we should be like these four lepers to go and spread this good news.
虽然黑夜还是要去讲。
Even though it's dark, we should go and spread this good news.
神所预言的一定会实现。
And so what God has prophesied will happen.
因为神的恩典要超越人所能想象的。
Because the grace of God will be beyond what we can imagine.
主耶稣基督他自己也这样说的。
And even Jesus Christ said this.
我们今天如果体会主的心意，我们就不会单言。如果我们了解主的心呢，我们就会积极去做。
If we understand the heart of Jesus, then we will not delay.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
路加福音四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
第十九节说，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
愿主的灵都在我们的身上做工。
And may the Spirit of God be upon all of us when we do this work.
现在正是拯救日子。
And to help us understand that now is the time to do the work of salvation.
我们尽力的去宣告这是好信息的日子。
And so let's do our best and make every effort to spread this good news.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
273首。
273.